Okay, principle three is meet your thoughts with understanding.
Understanding has two S's, doesn't it?
No.
Funny.
Meet your what? Your thoughts?
Meet your thoughts with understanding. It's not our thoughts, but the attachment to our thoughts that causes suffering. Attachment means believing a thought is true without questioning it. Remember when we went back and said, do you believe your thoughts? Do you ever ask if they're true? Did you have a comment?
Yeah, there's this guy, Guy Henley, that teaches that it's our lower self that wants to keep us in chaos. And so a lot of our thoughts are to keep us involved in the chaos and not with our higher selves. So now when I have these thoughts, I'm going, is that my lower self trying to keep me in the chaos?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've been able to stop a lot of the garbage.
Yep. Most people think they are what their thoughts tell them they are, without question. It's amazing, I watch these shows, how many people say, whether they're trying to lose weight on some show that helps you lose weight, a reality show like The Biggest Loser or whatever, or helps them, like Tony Robbins will counsel them to become more financially successful or whatever. How many people say, I feel unworthy and unlovable? And I'm thinking, wow, even people who were obese, let's say, and have lost a lot of weight, they look in the mirror, they're thin, but they still see a fat, unworthy person. It's because they haven't changed the inner dialogue yet. The outer success is there, the inner hasn't changed. Unfortunately, we can't control our thoughts. I was reading some Deepak Chopra says, and Deepak Chopra stuff, and he said we can, and he talks about how you can control your thoughts, but his premise is that since we're not our thoughts, we're not our emotions, we're not our body, therefore we're above them and we can control them. I don't agree, though. I think just because you're more than your thoughts doesn't mean that you can have any control over them, any more than you aren't what happens to you doesn't mean that you can control what happens to you.
I'm not my children, and I can't always control them.
Yeah. Just because you're not what you're trying to control doesn't mean you can control them. Our thoughts come unbidden, and they usually come from the subconscious. And that's what we were talking about earlier, about those childhood experiences that dwell in that subconscious. So we don't consciously create them. I'd ask the question, do we consciously create them? A lot of our thoughts we don't. They're sitting back here in the subconscious. We don't consciously create them. And sometimes they work against our own best interest. Like ever notice you're doing something and you want to make a comment and then something will pop out of your mouth that you're going, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. You know, you weren't even thinking that, and then just something came out because you maybe were in an emotional state, especially in arguments. You'll say horrible things and then you go, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I don't even know where that came from. And in fact, JJ's first wife did that all the time, and she would say, that wasn't even coming from me. She didn't know where this stuff came from. You know, I'm saying it's from her subconscious, you know. Somebody have a comment here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Along with controlling your thoughts, yesterday when JJ was talking about soul contact, again, depending on where we are on our spiritual path, that's going to influence how we're able to, our abilities in different levels. And the more we identify and come into a realization that we are a soul and start moving from that level and start consciously working on controlling our thoughts, just like becoming an athlete or playing a piano. I mean, if you start working on something, then you can slowly learn to master it. But I think at the level that most of us are at, it's like, yeah, it's the subconscious mind, you know, our past programming just spews this stuff out mm-hmm. unconsciously. Mm-hmm. But stepping outside of that, becoming the observer and watching it, then you can start.
Right.
And that's not fighting reality. That's kind of going to a little higher level to
right.
work with it.
Right. You know, I'm giving information she teaches, and I don't necessarily agree with everything.
Oh,
she doesn't
sorry.
Believe that you can control just about anything. I think she's a little bit too far with some of this stuff, but she makes some good points. Another one is meditation. She doesn't believe in meditation does a lot of good if you're trying to control thoughts, because they will, again, they come unbidden. And have you ever been in meditation and you go like maybe 5 seconds and you go, wow, I haven't had a thought. And then you go, wait, I just had a thought that I didn't have a thought. And he's like, you know, you just can't control them. And she doesn't believe anybody. She says even these masters and yogis that claim that they're controlling their thoughts, she doesn't really believe they do. Yes?
Well, you stole 98% of my thunder. The skill aspect, in other words, you can control the skill. Like little kids, you know, will throw a tantrum or something when they don't get what they want every moment. So. But they can learn. They can build a skill to choose not to do that.
Yeah.
So you can build the skill of self-control.
The reason I think she says this is that she doesn't believe you should try. And I'll tell you in a minute what you should do instead. But she doesn't think you shouldn't try to control. No, I'll tell you in a second what she said.
Esther Hicks said the same thing. She said, well, Abraham, through her, said, don't try to control your thoughts because we think that will make you kind of crazy.
Okay? And
instead, just be aware of where they take you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, what she believes is that we're being thought. They're not from us. We're being thought. And then I thought about that. I thought, that's pretty far out. But then I remember JJ teaching that we're the thoughts of God. So I thought, well, maybe she's right.
Or at least in one way we are being.
So we're being thought? Like
God's thinking.
We're thinking thoughts.
We're being thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I example is some far out stuff. But so that's why she doesn't believe in trying to control them, because they're not coming from you to start with. I don't agree with that. My stuff about the subconscious is my stuff. She didn't say that. I believe they come from the subconscious, and that's why when you said you're not upset for the reason you think, it's that word upset. Because when you get emotional, things come out that you don't consciously create in your head. You know. Anyway, Katie's theory is that since we can't control our thoughts, we shouldn't try to control them or suppress them, which can lead to cancer, or change them, as in positive affirmations, or let them go, as in meditation. You shouldn't try to do any of that. She said they will let go of you if you meet them with understanding, which is that third principle. By being the observer of your thoughts and treating them like friends coming for a visit, but not automatically believing them, you can release them, negative, stressful thoughts. And the only way to unravel them and release their power over you is to ask questions about them. Are they true? Do you believe or find credible your thoughts while you're dreaming? Do you believe your thoughts when you dream? I mean, crazy stuff happens. You're going, where did that come from? Speaking of, where did that come from? Crazy stuff that people say or do, and you're going, where did that come from? That's because dreams come from the subconscious. And they're more symbolic, and they can seem often silly and crazy. Well, thoughts from the subconscious aren't any more reliable just because you're awake. Right? Once a thought or belief that is painful is met with understanding and skepticism, the next time it appears, you might find it interesting or maybe even funny. And then eventually, you may not even notice them. Okay, fourth principle is become aware of your stories.
Still apply a quick JJ principle, or you know, principle I've read from other authors, that there's probably a middle way between the two extremes of trying to micromanage and control your thoughts and completely letting them go. And it sounds like she's trying to lean people closer towards that middle way. But I think in general, we probably all are on the side of the pendulum of trying to manage our thoughts too much.
I'm sorry. How about if we observe our thoughts to see what they are, and then follow the thoughts to see what underlying belief we have that may be wrong? That way our thoughts become clues as to possible illusions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where she says that you can... The thing I like about her stuff is she says, question what you think and believe. And most people don't, because it comes from them. They're attached to them. So, you know, you're talking about the two sides, like the born-againer, strictly religious people. You know, we're sinners, we're born in sin. my thoughts should only come from God because I'm a sinner and I'm not worthy. So you got that one extreme. Then you have the very spiritual New Agey types that believe I'm too spiritual to have negative thoughts or whatever, and they won't allow them to be expressed because they're so spiritual. Well, there's something in the middle. And what you can do to get to that is to question what you believe. The born-againers won't do that because they're in the church and whatever, and the church tells them what to believe. And the New Agers, who think they're too spiritual, don't question what they believe.
And not judge ourselves by what we're thinking.
Right.
If you have a bad thought, you're like, I must be a horrible person.
Right. Right.
That I should do that to my kid. You know,
and that's where the meet your thoughts with understanding comes in. Right. Yeah, because you're going to have some thoughts, like you said, from your childhood or whatever, that are still with you, and you got to understand those and accept those and love those as part of you.